Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It girls, we the ish girls. I got Jenny and Lindsay in this bitch, girl. Make you move your hips while sipping gin, girl. Make you bounce your tits like it's a jig, girl. Like boom, sip kombucha for your boom. Hennessy squad link up, it's like boom. The girls be giving you vibes. Tune in, chill out, and feel good inside. Like it girls, hey, we
hey
the girls. Ish girls.
Welcome back to the Girls Podcast.
I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Jenny. We have a new sexy...
Otherwise known as Ann Doyle.
And I'm Jenny.
I love that orty.
And they were found dead.
On the Long Mile Road.
So, speaking of long intros, this is actually going to be a short little snappy snipperoo one.
Yeah, we're keeping it short. We have like 10 minutes. Not to rush you, girls, but... So, first of all,
we get into the meat of the episode, as Jenny always says.
I always say, I do love some long meat.
More of that next, girls. So come here. We're going on tour.
We are going on fucking tour, bitches. And if you're sick of hearing us talk about it, then go buy your tickets, because then you can just get excited with us. We are hitting the four corners of Ireland. Well, I'm sure the North will kill us for saying that, but we are going to Galway on the 31st of March. We're going to Limerick on the 5th of April. We're going to Cork on the 26th of April and Dublin on the 18th of fucking May. But we really want to stress, for Galway and Limerick tickets, that is tick, tick, tocking around the corner, girlies, especially for our Galway gals.
Galway girlos.
We have a really special opening night planned for you guys.
Mai is fucking performing, guys.
The girl who sings our intro song, who brought the house down in the Tivoli Theatre, RIP to that venue, is going to perform for us, and it's going to be so amazing. This girl is just going to light your freaking little horses on fire.
Your clits will be a ring-a-ding-ding.
For sure.
After seeing her, she's unreal, and we're just dying to be able to say that we can share a stage with her. So yeah, Galway gals. You're the first one. You're opening the whole tour. We need you to come through. A few gals from Dublin are actually just taking a weekend away or a night away in Galway. So, because tickets are flying out the door for Dublin. So that's going to sell out for sure.
Yeah, Dublin, I'd say, is pretty close to sold out now, because we've been getting a lot of DMs of people buying tickets. But if you're looking for a little weekend away.
Little slutty weekend to Galway.
Yeah, we can't wait. Galway's one of my favourite cities, our town. I don't know what it's classified as, to be honest.
What's your favourite, apparently?
It's my favourite, one of them anyway. Favourite locations outside of Dublin, my hometown. But I do love Galway. It's stunning, it's pretty, it's cute. There's little markets, there's all this kind of cute shit.
Yeah,
but we
big gals do Galway. We're going to be bopping around.
Yes,
I'm fucking dying to go to Galway.
So
again.
Excited. So get your tickets. We have a fancy ass new website. itgalspodcast.com. Super simple, super easy, where you can buy all of your tickets. We've had a few questions come in being like, what's the story with seats? What's this, that, the other? Any questions regarding admissions, seating, pricing, how to buy them, all the kind of stuff, just ask the venue, because we just don't have any control over it.
Us two hoes don't know.
Not even that we don't know. It's like, even if I did know, like, I don't have control.
We've never been to the Poxy venue. We can't tell you, like, and we're just trying to put on the show, gals.
Yes. So go to our website. You'll see where it's on. There's links there for tickets. And if some of them aren't working, just the venues are there. You can give them a bell, look up their website or something like that. You'll be able to get through to them and they'll be able to sort you out like that. But it's really important you go get your tickets. We're so excited. Aiken is telling us that they're selling really well. So if you want to come, don't be a mopey arse at home writing on our Instagram on the day.
Everyone has been a deadly show so far. So yeah, it's going to be lit to the clit. You're going to be getting some tips on how to stay cute and slutty and sexy and get laid.
Yeah.
What more could you want from a night? And you get to drink while being in the presence of us.
So if you buy your tickets, send us through a little DM. We love to see that. So this week on It Gals, we are expanding upon our Unsung Influencer series, where we're bringing on another gorgeous guest, Lindsay, who we have in this week.
We have Carla Artistry.
Carla K. Kimmy K. The Kimmy K of Ireland.
She's coming over. We're waiting on her. She's driving over.
She's driving over.
Her, and we're dying to have her on. She's fucking gas. We met her at an event a couple months ago. It was just after Christmas, was it?
Before. It was the Bulmers Christmas party.
Oh, yeah. And she was just deadly.
She's cracking us up, girls.
We're instantly drawn to her. She was cracking us up. And we were like, you are going to be deadly for the Potter. Get her on.
So Carla is a makeup artist. However, she went viral on... I remember when she went kind of viral on Instagram. Last New Year's... around that time, January 2018, because she put up a story. I think she had a couple of followers, but I remember she put up a story about like things to leave in 2017, and that went really viral. And I remember going on it and being like, this bitch is gas. She was like a working makeup artist then, I think, she was a trainer for Smashbox. Now she, I think, is a freelance makeup artist, so she's doing deadly. But her character, her energy is just hilarious, and we are so excited to have her over. She's due any second now.
We're just waiting for the tapa-tapa on the door.
Waiting for the tapa-tapa. So without any further ado, we will welcome on Carla, and we hope you guys enjoyed the episode.
Bye, girls.
Hey, Carla.
Hey, chicken. I'm like staring at the microphone. Like, can you hear me?
Once
they can hear you, hon.
I'm here.
So she drove out.
I did, yeah.
The only one in the room who can drive.
Yeah. We're like, wow.
We're like, wow, she's
you
so
can drive
cool.
your car.
I know, because you were like, if I miss the bus, I was like, I can drop you home. It's not me.
In the car.
Yeah.
In a car.
Hold on. I get in it with you.
I know.
And
hold on.
And we drive.
When did you learn how to drive? This is shocking stuff for us.
My father put me in his Jeep at the age of 17.
Legend
alert.
He was like, I'm not dropping you to your shite anymore, so off you go.
Like, that is what I wish my parents fucking did for me. And like, I remember at my 17th, they were like, you're acting your professional. And I was like, fuck off, mom, I want a dress. And now I'm like, why? 29, still can't, trying to drive the car.
Yeah.
With me mommy in the apartment, in the seat beside me.
Screaming the head off. Yeah, I remember the same.
Freaking out.
Just about to turn 18, my mom was like, what do you want for your 18th? Then we can start you driving, we can be getting insured on my car. And I was like,
Like just or you can get like a job.
I know. I got a random ring, gold ring, thing. Pretty sure it was Elizabeth Duke Argus fucking vibe.
See, when my mom told me that, she was like, "We'll get you driving lessons," and they were €300. I was like, "You're laying down 300 bills on my 18th."
Okay.
You were like, "That was
fucking Jeffrey Campbell shoes."
Okay, mom.
You have €300. Give out your brain, Thomas. Tat tat.
Were you bad?
Yeah, I crashed twice in my first year.
No way.
$6,000 worth of damage. Yeah, it was
$6,000.
Yeah, and my dad was like,
did you have to pay?
No, my father paid.
Daddy!
And after that, I wasn't allowed in the car until I got my full license. So that just pushed me to actually learn how to drive. Okay. Before I was like, I'm in my dad's Jeep. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, I'm in my sister's Polo. What the fuck is up, bitches? And smashed two cars up, like,
oh my God.
Two brand
wrote
new
marks.
Were you hurt?
I didn't write them off. They wrote off their brand new marks. I remember just being like, fuck my life. No, one was
handy didn't
one
play,
was
though.
A genuine mistake. One, I was actually texting my driving instructor.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. The first one I reversed, and my dad had parking sensors on his Jeep, and I just took liberty. I just thought that was like, what's that beeping? And Iran was standing in the fucking garden, wasn't he, watching me back into his car.
No.
Yeah, he was a prick anyway, and then he went bankrupt. I was like, 07, bitch.
Welcome to the crash, biatch. Karma.
What's up, bitch?
Karma's a bitch if you're a loser.
He was so mean to me. I was like bawling my eyes out. I was like, he was like, no, you've done it now. Well, he wouldn't talk. He was like, no, you've done it now.
And you were a teenager. I mean, what an
17 years old. He was like, what the fuck are you doing in this car anyway? My dad's big Land Rover Discovery. He was this big, huge,
you're
young
like, I'm gas you were driving.
And I was like,
bitch.
I'm fucking cool. I play hockey, for fuck's sake.
Paris Holland.
My hockey stick fits in this Jeep.
You wish your dad gave you a fucking Jeep.
You wish your dad let you rock around in the Jeep, okay? You fucking wish it. You're taking anymore. Out your emotions on me. Fucking Scarlet for me. And then
fair
the second
play,
one, I was, yeah, text.
So you were proper pushed. That's what I needed.
Yeah.
I needed to be, like, held down and forced into
lesson
the car.
Learned for Rilo, though. We only have seven. We only have 7 more years. I
yeah, Rilo will be driving before him.
Guarantee
it. Guarantee
you'll be like,
you.
Drop me,
man.
Rilo will be.
I know.
We will.
I
we'll
know.
Be like, Rilo, pick us up. We're in Sands.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck's sake, mum.
He'll be like, shut the fuck up, right? Get into that car.
And who pays for it?
A bunch of that little shit wagon.
He's brilliant, though, isn't he? God, look, do a wheelie, do a wheelie. Can you do a wheelie do a donut, in a
do a donut. I don't think you can do a
do
wheelie
a donut
in a mortar.
There, Rilo.
Do a donut, yeah.
Woo!
In front of the takeaway, chilling.
Yeah, so that's that. We can't drive, you can. We yeah, are that loving
the,
it.
That was the first 15 minutes. Done.
Yeah, so that's that smashed out of the park. Professional podcasters here. But we wanted to get you on to talk about some beauty stuff. Because Lindsay and I, we did a beauty episode a while ago and people were loving it. But we kind of, like, it's hard to talk about beauty on a podcast because you're not showing anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's more fun, I think, because I used to work in beauty industry in the, like, marketing and PR side. And I learned while working there that Irish women have the largest, not physically anything, the largest basket size in beauty. Yeah. So we buy a shit, and I think you can see that on the streets of Dublin.
Yeah, I think we're the third, for our population size, we're the third greatest consumers of cosmetics.
Insane. Yeah.
Gas. Yeah. And that's going on.
There's and our number one product, you guys. This is an exclusive.
Oh, shit.
So 3 years ago, it used to be the Desert Island product was mascara.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was their real, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, that, yeah, okay, anyway. But,
that's who I worked for.
Yes, that's who I used to work for, you guys. But it used to be mascara. Like, that was every woman's Desert Island product, and now it's foundation.
I thought, yeah,
people are aware of the slap. They love a thick layer.
Yeah, especially in Ireland.
Oh God,
it's coverage.
Yeah,
which is mad. What was your first foundation? Mine was Dream Matte Mousse.
Oh, gorge.
Mine, stunning.
So mine
I got
was
before as well.
Armani Living a Silk.
You bougie bitch in your fucking Range Rover.
No, it wasn't a Range Rover. It was Land Rover. His name was Lenny. Lenny the Land Rover. But my mum never wanted me to, like, use shite products in her eyes because she was a snob. So she was like, right, we're getting you a nice foundation. And we went to the, I think we were flying somewhere. And she was like, right, we're going over here.
And that's a nice one. I still haven't even got that. That's like,
I mean, I think I got 3 years out of the box.
Defo out of date.
Oxidized to shit. Okay.
And me, they're like,
My first foundation situation was, I went to my local chemist. And I had, like, teenage skin. So, like, not acne, but definitely, like, what I thought, I think, like, I probably got one pimple. I was like, my world.
My blackheads everywhere. I'm oily.
I was like, okay. So they had, I think I must have learned tea tree oil and spots or something. So I just had this in my head. I was like, teenage. Got this little concealer thing that was a tea tree concealer.
I think I remember it. Was it a Boots brand one?
No, it was random. It was like a tree of life. Brand. Some random ass yes, brand. You know, weird
brand,
ass brand.
Tree of life.
And it stank a tea tree oil. Yeah. And I used to literally just colour in my entire face and not set it and not put anything else on. So it was, because tea tree oil, it was like sat
stinging.
On. Like, I was casually looked like I had been pegging it around. Like, I was like sweaty. This had this sweaty look.
I will challenge you, Lindsay. The last time you told that story, you said you'd pull up a picture for us, and I'm yet to see the picture of the oily face. My Dream Matte Mousse, like,
I have a picture.
I was just like, my friend had it
in the archives.
I've got dry skin to shit whacking on the matte mousse. I was like, Matt, that's what I want. And it was, I just bought the same color as her, ivory, the lightest color. I was like, and that was kind of the vibe back in 2007, like, kind of pale face, tan body. That was like a vibe.
That was a big thing.
Big
and
thing.
Pale lips, like foundation in the lips.
Oh, it was all over my lips. And then I had the Bourjois blusher. One slick out of mascara, ready to go. Ready
or
to
clear
rock.
Mascara. That was a big thing.
Clear
yeah.
Clear, because that just does so much.
I convinced myself it did. I was like, I can see them separating and just glistening there.
I was like, I look totally different, to be honest. I can't believe it. I feel like I have a full set of mink lashes on. Thank you.
So tell us, as a makeup artist, what do you see kind of like common kind of, I don't know what you'd call them, like mistakes or like shit? What
the
shite
shit that people do.
Just
shite that Irish girls are doing.
Shite that.
Because I say when you're, like, when I worked in Beda, for example, like, the girls who, all the brow artists were just, like, anytime they met anyone, they're just, like, redoing their brows in their head. So I'd say you're the same when you see someone's makeup, you're like,
Tragic every day. But in a way, I'm like, oh, you poor cotton. Like, you're a little.
Give some tips excited. There.
I know.
I think the biggest thing, and I think as a freelance working makeup artist.
Artist.
Actually paints faces. But I think the biggest thing is when people come to you being like, my foundation isn't working and this isn't working and that isn't working. And I'm like, have you ever in your life, just once, exfoliated? or moisturized or cleansed your skin properly.
Yeah.
Or really just taking care of it.
Anything else but a baby wipe just dragged across
the
face.
Really, yeah, just anything really to just put a bit of into that skin because it's looking lackluster.
And that's such an Irish thing, like, that shows you with the foundation being the number one product that we're just like, oh, just cover it up, whatever's happening under there.
Yeah, really will.
Elizabeth Arden, yeah. Double wear, sign me up.
Irish people do that in terms of, like, I mean, instead of like trying to
mental health.
I wasn't going down that fucking route. No TY. No, like, say hair extensions. We're huge hair extension wearing. It's like, you know, or just mink lashes, like, instead of maybe putting a bit of castor oil on the lashes, you'll always go for the way more expensive thing.
Yeah.
That, like, the longevity is like, you will have to continuously pay for this forever.
Yeah, because we're such consumers.
Oh, we love a shop. Like, we love to buy. That's our big thing. We love to buy. But I just find it, especially when people come to you for, you know, a makeup appointment and they're like, I want to look like Kate Middleton. And I'm like, right, so she's rich and has and had the best of everything.
Royal.
So,
royal.
Yeah, and is actually a royal. And they're like, oh, I want to look like Meghan Markle. And I'm like,
Again.
I mean, here we are. Or like, they always whip out these photos of, like, you know, editorial looking models who were 14 like shooting a campaign for Chanel.
Yeah.
And they're like, I just love the skin. The skin is just so natural. And I'm like, there's 35 layers because that poor girl was melting in a photo
and retouched to shit.
And that whole thing. But it's just about, I'm like, why are you paying me this money to do your face when you won't even do like a gentle exfoliation last night? Or just not put tan on your face so much that it dries out your skin.
Or drink a glass of water.
Or just a glass. Oh, just even a little bottle.
So like, people are just kind of expecting you to just.
Oh, they just expect miracles. Mm. And I think it's like, I always try and like limit people's. I don't want to limit you, but I'm going to have to limit you on this one.
Like, lower their expectations. Because also then it looks annoying to you, because like, they probably see the fab makeup you do on yourself as well. And they're like, oh, brilliant. I'll walk out of there looking like that. And it's like, but if you don't have the base, like. It's not gonna look the same on you. Like, even like a few years ago when I wasn't like, because like, it's so funny how different it's changed, like the way the makeup like industry, and like, I didn't have a fucking clue. I used to just use like any old wipe and just smear. I used to probably wear less makeup too as well when I was a lot younger, but like, I, and then I'd have Nivea cold cream and just whack that on and call it a night. And I remember I used to fucking like, the thoughts, I would never, like, I used to just lose the lid of the Nivea.
Oh,
and just leave it. Just leave it.
Just collect it off.
Dust and dirt.
Yeah.
Cat hair. Just leave it. I'd just be like, well, YOLO. Like, it looks white. I can see the dirt if it's going to be on it. Like, and just whack that on. But then I remember, like, my makeup would look so much worse as well because, like, my skin was probably just in rag order.
Rag order.
And that was even when I was younger, when my skin was probably naturally good. So if I wasn't doing it then, when I started at around 24, 25, actually taking care.
Remember your 23-year-old skin? She was great.
I don't know.
No. That's a no.
No, I don't. I think I only remember gorge things. So I'm like, I know my skin now and I take care of it and it's beautiful. Like 23, I'm like, I don't, I've never had problematic skin though. I have been lucky.
I haven't since I was a teenager. I had a little bit of a teenage vibe with my skin in school, which I definitely, because of like being a teenager and like making everything
eating
into
sausage rolls every day,
I just like
10 cans go can be in like, and what,
yeah
not knowing what the hell was going on with life in general, like not understanding makeup and like, fucking hell. The kids today, they do have the YouTube and the Instagram to be able to like research shit. Like, my mom isn't a big makeup wearer. Like, she wears really light foundation, bit of mascara. You know, she puts aqueous cream on her face every now and then, that kind of shit. Like, so I didn't have anyone to go to. Sorry, guys.
Me neither. My mum, up until, I mean, she probably still whacks it on. Blue eyeliner every day, baby. Smudged in that waterline.
Oh, absolutely. My mum wears absolute, it's like the darkest of the browns. And it was like a Rimmel.
Almost black.
It was almost black, but it's not quite. And I was like, you are naturally ginger, but you have platinum blonde hair. And you have like big round blue eyes. And now I'm searching for them because that eyeshadow chicken is not a.
Was she not into makeup?
She, like, she's really into beauty. I mean, she works for fucking Lancome.
So, oh, really?
But she just has her thing.
Okay,
she's just like, no, this is how I look nice. And I'm like, a bronze.
Because I guess that's what how it was. Like, you used to just learn one look of your makeup and just do it all the time.
Same. And it was like the same out of the quad. She'd never use the white, never use the middle, and that black one. That gone. Black would be gone. And she'd be like, for Christmas, would get me another new one of these. It was a Rimmel one.
It's like, you do know, like, you can get the single shadows. Yeah. Okay, just gonna drop that in there, mom.
And like care. Trying to get her off the double wear is just not happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's trying the Tawny Doll now because obviously she works for Lancome. So she's like, but you can see she misses it.
Yeah, she's really? Like, yeah, I need that fucking slap. My mum now, she's not, she barely wears a thing, but she's always like, I could never leave the house without mascara.
Oh, say it with my mum.
She barely fix it on.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, oh, I couldn't do it. And then she's like, done.
I'm like, she's like, hang on, I'll go upstairs and put on my makeup. She comes in and I'm like, oh, woo.
It's
and it takes her minutes. My mum gets ready like that. Oh. Like, my mum has short hair because she's like, I don't have time to put in my hair.
I know.
So as soon as I had kids, she's really
no way. Glam mam.
Glam mam. Glam mam.
Steno mam.
Steno mam.
So apart then from the skin stuff, what, is there any other...
Like faux pas, like, I mean,
especially in art, I just, and yeah, I know. In Ireland, like, I would say
winged liner on a hooded eye. Oh, my favorite. Please ask me for that more. I would love to do that for you. Yes, give it to me. My fave.
So how do you find out about your face? Do I look up? I remember, like, back in the day, you'd have like
face shape kind of vibe.
Yeah, because I'd be looking at the little images and I don't really know what I think. Oval.
I think you're an oval.
Let me have a look at you. Oh, I used to have to teach this at my basics.
Oh.
Guys, I was a trainer for a makeup brand for a time, okay? So you really need to listen to me.
Yeah,
okay, listen to what face do I have?
Yeah, you know, you're like a classic oval.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a square, I think.
No, I think you are actually more on the oval side as well.
Oval!
Yeah.
Same Z.
If you were to be square, right, you'd have to have a shorter face. So your face would have to be the same length and width.
Oh,
and
okay.
You're longer.
I just have a kind of more square jaw.
You're not strong enough here to be a rectangle. You know who's a real obvious rectangle face? Like Olivia Wilde.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Olivia Wilde. It's real,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's
what's
very SpongeBobby vibes.
Like, she's real. Like, I can't believe these just popped out of nowhere.
They look she's like, names, like, but, like they here. Do.
Yeah.
There's, yeah, very rare face.
A rare face. The rarest face is a heart-shaped face, which is Sophia Lancaster.
Oh, yeah.
Selena Gomez.
I mean, that's what everyone's getting the fillers for, to have that shaped face.
Yeah. But
like
the amount of people are like, oh my God, I think I have a heart-shaped face. And I'm like, oh my God.
No, you have a house lick. Like.
That's, I used to think I had a heart-shaped face because I have a widow's peak.
It is a heart.
I'd be like,
hello?
The dent in the heart? Like, come on.
I'm like, can you not see? You can... clearly draw a heart in my face.
Yeah. Easy peasy, babes.
People think they have heart face when they just use the heart filter on Instagram though.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just like, I mean, the heart shaped faces, I would love that. I mean, first of all, that sounds stunning. Oval, round, square heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like girly cute.
Like, I've got a heart shaped face. I mean,
it's not like it depends. You can either look gorge or really elfish. Like, really, like a picture of the tree.
But then you can be a model.
Yeah.
They're always models. Always models with the heart-shaped faces, though. Yeah. That kind of alien
Cole,
vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Lily Cole.
Lily Cole, big heart-shaped face, that one.
I'm not... I don't know if I'm mad about a heart-shaped face.
Oh, look at you. Now you're like, I don't like those people you gave me.
Saucy girl.
Kind of reminds me of anime vibes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I like my people to be real, just not anime.
I like anime. People, to be honest, I don't like anyone who is not anime. You're a present.
Do you know what I like? I like someone who takes care of their fucking skin. That's what I like. Okay.
Well, us two girlies are obsessed with their skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big skincare fanatics.
Yes. I actually have a new Amazon thing coming and I'm fucking dying.
What is it?
Oh, girlies.
Like, I love a spray.
It's
I really want to get that spray. The job.
Oh, so you like need to get that fucking spray.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's instantly glistening.
People will ask what that is. It's the rose water and glycerin spray from Heritage. You get it on Amazon and it's...
She's glycerin and she's glistening.
Oh, I mean, that could that word be more onomatopoeic? Glycerin. And it's gorgeous. Makes you literally like a freaking wet. Like, don't get it if you don't want like to look like an oil slick, because that's what I like.
Yeah. I was like, it really has.
Disclaimer.
I always say that, and then like people be like, does it work on oily skin? I'm like, no.
Like, disclaimer, set your fucking face. It does.
Unfollow me if you have oily skin, because you won't be taking any of my tips.
I have oily skin. So come on over to my way.
I aim
don't know if you do. Tea trees burning your life away at the age of 17.
I know. I'm probably just like stripped.
It's still that recovering.
Just sucking
every bit of anything off my face.
What would be your number one tip for skincare then?
I just have a routine. Like,
anything.
Yeah, I don't think it needs to be expensive. Mm-hmm. I think it's tough because there's so many brands nowadays. And I'm not like, budget skincare is as good, because some of it really isn't. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Expensive skincare, I mean, Creme de la Mer did jack shit for me.
Really?
Yeah. You had it?
Yeah, because see, I worked for Lauder, so.
Oh, 50% discount.
I had the fucking office. The
fucking
good shit.
Best oh God. Discount.
I did Nanda. Fucking every supermodel.
Maybe I was like,
Yeah, don't want to be feeling,
because that's the thing with skin as well, like, especially with the whole like influencer shit. Like, even when people ask me like, what cleanser do you use, and I'm like, I'm not like, what, there's no point in me telling you, because I just happened to go through a shitload of them, that some loads of them didn't work, and found one that works for me. And yeah. then you mm-hmm. could end up, because the one I use is kind of expensive, it's like the Aesop one, the parsley seed oil, and it's like fucking 50 quid or something, but it lasts like a year. But yeah. like, I'm not gonna tell some fucking 22 year old to go
You're
out
like, by the way, it's Aesop, it's 55 quid.
Yeah,
it's
more, you can only
more
buy
more than you ever spend.
Yeah, and you know, you if you use it once and it breaks you out, you're fucking stuck with it, because like, you will not get through the shit, you know, that way. But I think like cleansing, I think, would probably be a big one that I see a lot of people just doing mad ways, where they're just baby wipes, smearing the dirt
or
over
the foamy
it.
ones.
Yeah, like the foaming ones. Like, that's a lot what I hear people being like, I just take it off with a simple wipe, or like a really
or they're like, I in general. Start to cleanse with a wipe, and then I go into my double cleanse and I'm like, okay, stop, cut, like it's over, it's time to shut up shop, we need to have a conversation.
I hate when you're seeing girls like being like, I'm just gonna tell you like how you take off my makeup on Instagram, and they have like these two cotton discs, and they're just like ramming the fucking, like, they're, do you know, going like wrinkling their eyes as they're taking off their mascara, like literally begging their eyes to just wrinkle. They're like, and I'm like, no,
like, stretch more.
Yeah, or like when I see them with the micellar water, they're like smearing the micellar water of their face, and they just leave it there sitting on their face. I'm like,
just dragging it into the open pores.
I
just
want
to move the makeup around, fill into my
place, possibly toward the ear,
so I can get a nice beard of pimples.
So I have all this breakout, and I'm totally unsure why. Maybe it's my pillow. Maybe I should watch it more. really, maybe I should
buy new brushes. That's the answer.
Oh yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll buy new brushes. I won't wash the old ones. I'll buy new ones.
Oh God, yeah. I can't with people being really rough with their skin. Like, when I do my skincare routine, I treat it like as if a facialist would. When you see people like just going mad, like even the way they smear on moisturizer, like being like so rough with their skin, like
it into them.
And then their whole skin is like red raw because they've just been like whacking it, basically. I'm like, just be gentle with yourself. It's fragile.
You're gonna get one of you.
I hate it
when I see people put on a clay mask and they have the fucking clay like right up to their eyes, and I'm like, the thought of that drying on your eye skin is making me want to not have
your eye bag. Just sucking all of that out.
Like, yeah, just like the one
like
place where you probably need
clay straw.
Literally, it's like
better than a plastic one for the fucking turtles.
Fucking environment. Oh my God.
So like, my skin's kind of dry, so I'm just gonna do this clay mask. I'm like, okay.
Or just like, I've had a breakout this week. I've had one pimple this month.
Yeah.
And I've decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to do this really astringent mask. And that's just going to fix everything. And the skin is like,
it's like, please no.
It's a bit dry.
What cleanser do you use?
At the moment, I got a Ren facial.
Oh,
and it changed my life.
Yeah, I was really horny for this story you were telling, because like, you were going, it was like a fucking movie. You were like going in saying you don't like facials. It's very,
I don't like people touching my face. Like when Tom goes near my face, I'm like, shut up.
Really? Why? Just
don't touch my fucking face. Mm-hmm. Like, there's plenty of me, just not the face. You know what I mean? Just
one part.
Go near the face. Touch the neck. Touch the shoulder. Just don't touch the fucking face.
Yeah. Like, my mom's just kind of like that too. She can't really handle like any like movements around her face. She's like, so you were freaked out that this, obviously, facial.
I was like, here we go.
Touch the face.
Because you know when people are like, I'm going to go on a spa day with my friends. And I'm like, don't see it.
Yeah.
Don't get it. Don't feel that way. But don't understand that vibe. But they're always, it's always like number one thing. It's like, I really want a facial. And I'm like, I really don't want a facial. Because I think I had a bad experience when I was younger with a facial. Where it was just very, like, heavy. Just really heavy hands. All I remember is just hands on my face and me being like, ow.
Kind of claustrophobic, like.
Just a bit on me. And I was just like, I don't like this. Like, I'm not really big into this whole section of things. So, Sorry, guys, I had to burp there.
No, you could just getting emotional.
Is that, yeah, sorry, guys, I just really got emotional there. But
this is how into skincare we are.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I loved it so much.
Go
it was
on.
That good. Yeah, I had a Ren facial. I've been using the bits that they gave me. And gorge. I have seen a difference, but I don't like talking about it because then everyone's like, well, I went and bought that thing that you got last week.
Yeah.
And it's not working for me. And I'm like, because we've two different skins.
And that's the thing with skin. It's like impossible to like, because even like when I'm looking for like freaking YouTubers and stuff, because I bloody love someone to give me some tips, I'm just like, oh God, like it's so hard. They're like, I'm dry. And I'm like, but are you dry the same way as I'm dry? Like, are you normal to dry? I would be probably cast normal to dry, but I don't know. I live in a very cold climate.
And even that is like, you can be watching a vlogger from feckin' Hawaii and like, you can't be thinking of their skincare because they have the fucking little summer mist going on that's going to be hydrating their skin. We have cold whipping air.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, cold, intense whipping in your body air.
Yeah, like my skin changes with the fucking climate. And then I'm trying to figure out my own skin. Do you find like people always asking you stuff? Like people always slide into my DMs being like, what do you do for acne prone skin? I'm like, I don't have that, so I don't know why you'd be coming to me.
I don't feel that way.
Like, I'd love to help you out, honey boo boo. I would, but like, I can't help you with that.
Yeah, it can be tough with the recos, definitely. Because or people ask you really like specific questions. We're like, see that cleanser there now, right? I have this small, tiny dry patch on my nose. It's been there 15 years. Can't do anything about it. Do you think that cleanser there will actually get rid of that dry patch?
Is that the golden ticket?
Is that the one? And I'm like, wow, I'm really glad I have to reply to you now.
I'm so glad I accepted this.
I'm so glad I accepted or this fucking
my finger slipped.
The worst is, I'm so glad I accepted your message months ago.
Yeah. Literally.
And now I have
open
to
access to me at all times. And I that have to fucking reply to you because I'm not a rude cunt.
Literally. Mark Zuckerberg, will you please bring in a revoke consent fucking... Yeah. I can't... Like, I'm sorry, Gerties. Just because I hit you back once, like, I'm hitting you with the heart now. You're getting the heart. Like, I can't
be... Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. But, like,
the double tap, like this reply.
Or, like, you know, just the, like, the red heart.
Oh, that red heart's disappeared from me now. It's been...
Do you not see the little plus?
No, you just... You click the plus.
You see the little plus that it extends.
Two taps, girls. I know. You can just double tap the line.
No, it is a two tap.
Yeah. I don't want a fucking two tap. I want one very quick...
Fuck off.
I'm not gonna answer your shit.
It's just like, no.
I don't care about you.
But still follow me.
But Jesus Christ, don't unfollow me.
Please.
Do you know what I actually wanted to ask you, Carla? Because my tan right now is coming off kind of random, and I was like, oh, Carla's coming, she'll help me. Have you used a tan eraser and do they work?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I have used the cocoa brown one. I've used the Penny's one. Okay. And I've used the Bondi sun.
I know, I've seen you go through trial a few bits.
I'm like trial and error. I'm like, which I'm loving. Slap it on, hey.
I'm loving that.
Yeah. So I think they work, but they work for like, you know, the top layer, the top scummy layer. You know, the one that gets me.
The kind of, when it's separating slightly.
When it's turning tiger red-esque. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one. It'll whip that off, but it'll kind of, it won't take everything off, especially if you're dry.
Oh yeah, I'm
like
dry
some
bitch.
Of my friends are like, oh, I just get into the bath and it just slides off me, and I'm like, well, fucking lucky.
Lindsay
you.
Was like, I just loofah. I was like,
yeah, see that shit, or yeah, I just use exfoliating gloves and lemon. I'm like, no, I'm dry.
No,
my sister literally needs to like wire brush her body to get it off, and the bath is like a mess of
I just
blood
need,
and
like,
old tan.
Just,
sorry,
I'm thinking
tanning.
Of
putting a wire
I come
brush
to your house
on my
more
body.
Often. Huh? I go there and see what the situation is.
But like, no, I mean, I'm dry as fuck, especially my legs. So yeah. At the moment, like, I literally, because I was like out all weekend staying out in Lindsay's, so I missed like 2 days of moisturizing. Casual snake. I'm a casual snake.
Oh,
I'm
yeah, just like slithering
snaking because like. I got a spray tan, and then I also whacked on a bit of tan over the spray tan.
Yeah, see, I do that, and I'm like, well, you know, it's hands. Such a fucking plaster effect, isn't it? You're like, and then you're just fucked for 3 weeks after you did that.
You get the tan dysmorphia where yeah. You get the spray tan, you're like, that top layer, you're like, woo, yeah. Give me that cosmetic layer. You pop in the shower, you're like, I'm pale again.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I just want to be here forever.
Like
in this moment,
what the
I just want to never wash you off.
Yeah,
you beautiful.
I'm
first.
Be
I'm yeah. Shaving my legs, and I'm like, R.I.P. to the fallen soldiers of
yes.
Tan. Like, I
yes.
Hate that.
It's so hard, especially when you have winter skin right now. Not a tap of sun has been on my body.
Yeah.
So
you're so pale.
I'm dealing with the pale that I'm trying to layer on. Like, it's just.
Do you take a tan?
Oh, hon. I take a tan.
Me and Lindsay go
colour of
jelly,
this.
So jelly. No wonder
you not
bathing out in the belt canoe.
No,
no.
You look like you go a bit brown.
No, I got the worst of both worlds. I got my mother's ginger skin with my father's dark eyes and dark hair. For fuck's sake, and Ray
woman.
Does be going mahogany, like the
your
like
dad
the colour
does.
Of the chest. Yeah,
oh. Really.
Yeah,
no,
and
I do
it's
go
stunning on him. And he looks 10 years younger, and I'm like, fuck.
But you're going to look so young when you're older because you have all the SPF on. You will be baking yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, me and Lindsay will be old bags.
We bake.
L-bags.
We bake.
Oh, L-bags. We bake.
Do you? Do you like sit out for a long time? See, I faint.
Really? Oh, I would like, I mean,
I put cream on,
for sitting out. Like, remember that year when we were living in Marino? We sat out for, it was proper hot. Sat out on sunstroke because we were hoofing the cider into us, so not a tap of water.
Yeah.
So like not
like there's water in this. I've read it somewhere.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, I feel quenched.
I'm pissing.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm doing that. Smells
I'm
strong.
Yeah. I'm pissing clear, guys.
But yeah, I love a bake. I
me
love
too.
Like honestly, it's like meditation for me. Going over to sun Spain and sitting out. Cocktails, Siggy, that is my vibe.
Oh, and a fag. Oh, yeah.
I know.
And a fag.
My skin is just
sorry,
like.
Sorry, and a fag. Oh, that changed things.
I'll throw in a bit of rose up it. Yeah. Rose up and be like, be grand.
Oh,
have a salad. She's like,
But I mean, look at Kamos. She's grand.
True. Yeah, millionaire. True. But.
Millionaire. Loads of money, that
extremely
girl.
Wealthy for a beautiful facialist that I definitely don't have access to. But
well,
let's
keep on
the fingers.
Keep it on with this vlog.
Cross the fingers, cross the toes.
So the Tanner razors kind of work. Okay, I'm intrigued.
It kind of worked. The Bondi Sands one was an actual bag of shite. Like,
really?
Into the bin. And Bondi Sands is one of my favourite tans.
I was just going to say. A stalwart of the tan world. Like,
yeah.
Nice smell. Their moisturiser one. Stunning, beautiful.
Stunning.
Gorgeous. And it looked like.
I love an Australian brand as well.
Australian
brand, yeah, they know.
The Australians mm-hmm. are allergic to the sun because their sun is so strong. So none of the, like, they have SPF in their clothes by law.
What?
Yeah, their clothes have to have a certain level of protection. When I was in fucking Australia, guys, I'll still never get over it. I burned to a crisp.
Just wanted
in the
to get that in,
shade.
I was in Australia.
By the way.
Low key.
I know, but I burned the arse off myself. I burned, like, I literally was like on the beach, whacking on the SPF because I whack on the SPF. And I went
Irish, yeah.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
I went for one swim and I stood out for 4.5 minutes while getting dressed, went home, singed.
Yeah.
I went into the shower and I was like, huh, you know that feeling, you're like, what, because I hadn't come up yet. I was like, why have I, that's random, maybe I'm just really warm and hot. No, you burnt your arse off. And then the next day I was like, right, no sun for me. Stayed in the shade all day, fell asleep, burnt in the shade over my burn. It's insane.
Oh, no.
There, so they all whack out the fake tan because, which is ironic,
yeah,
because, like,
that is strange.
But
I mean,
they're experts.
Be safe.
They're like the Irish of Southern Hemisphere.
But what is in these tan razors? If it's literally stripping your skin, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad about stripping me off skin now.
I haven't gone that far into the research.
Because I'm like, I've been focusing on the face for a while now, and then I'm like, I forgot about the body.
Oh yeah, I never use a lotion or anything. Yeah. Like, my face is just so perfect, and then I'm like, the rest of my skin's like.
I know, because when you think of skin type, you just think of your face.
Yeah.
You're not like, oh, that's why my legs also feel like sandpaper, because I do have dry skin.
Forgot about
or
that.
I love when people are like, I've dry skin and I have oily hair, and I'm like, impossible.
Or you know when you'd be like wearing tights in school or in work, and you take off the tights and there's that kind of dust kind of vibe.
Oh, the dust.
A little bit of dust in my tights.
Oh, it's dusty from? Tights.
What's that from? Hmm, your skin, you big
your
mirror.
Dusty ghee. <gee. laughs>
Yeah. Not me, dusty ghee. That's the one thing about me that isn't right.
Well, I know.
You're like, I can tell you one thing if anybody's here. Like, yeah. I don't have a dusty ghee.
Skin type dry.
It's extremely wet.
Fanny type.
All the time.
Lasered.
Lubed.
Beautiful.
It's a gorgeous ghee.
It's a gorgeous ghee.
Don't worry.
Slightly dry legs, but yeah, we're working on it.
We're trying our best with that one, huh? We tried our
I know,
best.
I wonder what is in them.
The Aula.
In my
I got sent the Sosu one today, so I'm excited.
Interesting. Did you like your Sosu sprayer? We got a sprayer.
Of the Sosu?
Yes.
Mm. I think
that's what you have on.
Was that the clear? Nice. What was that clear water thing that you had in your story?
That was
story?
Their new what's called like Magnificent Mist or something.
Ooh. I'm absolutely adoring what I love, love, love just about female cosmetic bollocks. It's like, what did I see in someone's story the other day? It was like a new Bondi Sands mousse, but it was like, girls, get this, a clear mousse. Like it was a water, but
know,
turned into a mousse.
Me.
Like it's just like so gas that like. They're just randomly thinking up new ways to
like,
make
what will we do? Yeah. What will we do to make a new product to shill a new thing?
Literally, because it's like for so long they were like, oh, let's just make the guide colour in tan darker and darker and darker. Now they're like, fuck it, will we make it clear?
Yeah. They're not buying that as much as yeah. make
let's
it
make it clear. Make them forget about the guide colour and start bringing in the guide colour again.
I think the whole idea with the mist is that you bang it on and then you're just you're gently golden.
Kissed.
You're just like, oh, what happened there? I did it with the L Penny's one and I did actually get a golden glow. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay.
Yeah.
And probably doesn't take as long. Or
no,
does it
it's like a nail spritzer, go to bed, wake up, gorge.
Okay.
But I don't know how it will go throughout the day because you wouldn't be checking yourself throughout the day and being like, am I dark? Yes.
I do have to say the Sosu was a bit sticky dicky, dripping gold.
Right after the spray, I felt it took a while to kind of soak in.
We were just walking up and
down. Because I got
she's very shimmery, isn't she? She's a glitter gal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was in the. I got the Vita Liberata one last week, and that one was fab because I could just be bopping around town completely dry, no transfer.
Same with the Heishi.
I'm a nighttime Santa.
And I'm popping on the old iconic bronze now, girlies. Loving that. Loving that lotion.
Yeah.
It's literally like Marmite when you put it on. But like, it like is great. Then I'm throwing on my clothes.
Maybe I should use that for my dry
skin. No, that one on the dry skin is not the vibe. I tried.
Really?
No, it looks stunning, but it comes off random.
It's not lit. Like.
It's just, I just find the water ones are the best on me. I used to use the Heishi tan liquid, but that's €35 bottle. And then Be Bold came out one and I was like, no, grand, I'll use
that. Go away there.
I'll just, that one's fab. I can't use the mousses.
I'm a mousse queen.
You're
I love
mousse
a mousse
queen.
Yeah.
Me and Lindsay used to our first tan bonding was San Moritz back in the day.
Penny's.
San Moritz. Yeah,
that's
beautiful color.
Green, so it's an L from me.
It's extremely green.
It is.
Like the mitt.
Green.
The mitt would be like looked moldy. It was green.
You'd be like, oh, I love that. I'll use that again.
Never
in the
washing
machine.
No, yeah. I never did.
See, I just
I
think
them
the
now.
Color
I washed
now.
Them now.
The color off this Sosu.
It
yeah,
is.
No, you're
no,
looking
it looks
very brown.
Like brown.
Yeah,
like
brown.
Went and did.
I like the red undertone in it.
Yes,
golden
it is
California vibe, dare I say?
Dare you say it? Say it more. Say it often.
Vita Liberata, I would say more olive tone.
Yeah,
it
more an olive. I don't think an olive goes with me because obviously I'm just like grey. I'm a grey girl.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm olive naturally, so
Italian.
I think the olive
looking
looks
at
just,
it now.
It's just a nice
It's
tan.
Very deep, which I don't like to see an inch of my actual colour.
Yeah,
no,
like,
no,
I want it to be
I hate when you get
deep,
them
deep,
spray
deep.
Tans and they're like see-through. And I was like, cool. So what was that about?
Yeah.
Why'd I bloody bother?
Yeah, well, I'm like, cool. I could have not done that.
I hate
just...
it when you're like, I want to go really dark. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like,
you don't understand.
Like, you didn't actually listen. It's funny.
And then they're like, is that all right? And you're like,
no,
there.
Sure, I wouldn't mind going for a second spray.
And they're like, I have another one coming in 2 minutes. It's like,
it's like, oh, give me the fucking gun.
Funny that I'm still paying. Yeah, I'm still paying for this one though. You stupid miserable bitch.
Well, you shouldn't have booked her in so close. Okay.
Yeah.
Second spray, please.
Get the Hoover out again, huh?
Walking in the nip. Just try it off.
Yeah, standing in the room. You don't mind if I got the second spray.
I will say, any time I put on the little paper thong, I do think of Al Porter's dick.
Why?
Because remember that dick pic going around Al Porter when he moved the paper thong.
Oh, that's iconic.
Yeah, and he had the big boner coming out of the paper thong.
Oh my god. God bless the poor girl who had to go in and spray that.
Oh, Oh God. Oh, maybe when he was drying, he just had a casual. you wouldn't want to wank all over a fresh tan. Jesus.
I mean, no, you'd have to be very careful, wouldn't you?
But I can't. I can relate. I can relate to just getting horny for yourself after seeing those first two layers.
I literally braced into the bedroom. I was like, Tom, have you seen a girl? He was like, oh, holy fuck, what is wrong with you?
And he's like, you look gorgeous.
I was like, I've had a spray tan. I'm stunning.
Like when I had a fell, I used to be tan. And whatever way we'd be sleeping in bed, cuddled up, he'd wake up with like half my fucking tan on him.
So annoying.
I'd be like, give it back. Like my leg would have like been in like, you know, leg entwined vibe.
Yeah. Like, couldn't be away from you in the bed. Jesus, no way. I'd have to be curled up in you now because we are together. Like,
I know. Well, I just sleep like that.
One thing I do love about
clingy ho.
Well, I remember when I lived in freaking America, right? You couldn't find tan anywhere.
She was in Australia.
I was in America.
Oh, I was in London for a
international tour.
I am that girl. But no, the point of that fucking story is it's impossible to find fucking fake tan there.
Oh, there's none.
They only spray tan or they use like Jergens. Like,
oh, what's Jergens?
Like, it's like Jergens. Like, it's like Johnson's.
Dove with Summer Dove.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
But it's not even as good as Summer Dove. Because I actually am partial to a bit of Summer Dove.
Summer Dove. See, I love Jergens. I think it's dark.
Well, this one wasn't good.
Jergens. I won't need it. I want it. I crave it.
Don't. I mean, well, that one, the one in America wasn't good enough. They're not on our vibe.
No.
And
how long ago was this, though?
This was like 2014. So they probably aren't now.
No. I think nowadays it's Coco Brown and all over there. Yeah. I think they're trying to be like, oh, we're real, you know. Exclusive.
They call it like fake tanner or something.
Self-tanner.
Self-tanner. That's it.
Self-tanner.
And so I remember, but I'd be bringing back from Ireland, like bringing the fucking, you know, mousse over. And I remember I got with a guy over there and he was like, what's wrong with your arm?
Why do you smell like a gentle rose?
But it's like, you know, they call it balding and like the crease in your arm.
Yeah.
Like that was going on. But like I don't see that now. Like I'm like, see no evil, hear no evil.
And to
like,
be fair to them, Irish fellas don't see it either.
And that's what I was just about to say. The fucking thing I love about Irish men.
Yeah.
Like I said it to my ex, and I was like, do you know what? I really do like how Irish men don't really notice like this random scaling.
Yeah.
And he was like, I've just grown up thinking that's what women's skin looks like.
That's normal.
I fucking love that. Like, I know. They really don't bat an eyelid about it. Like a random like swipe on your back where you missed.
Or nothing on the back. A completely pale back.
They're stunning at putting it on your back.
Oh yeah.
They all know their way around
a
mist.
Into it.
You know you have a good man.
They're like, let me just.
And they're, yeah, well, I've had fans being like, oh, hang on, the bits.
Yeah, literally,
there.
They're like, no, it's not blended perfectly at your shoulder there, Nicola. Come on, turn it.
And like, you feel
put your
stunning.
Arm up and down.
Yeah, you're like, make sure you get behind the armpit around. There. Not on the armpit, though, I'll be stinking.
Yeah, I'll smell like soggy biscuit.
I'm trying to train Rilo in, but.
What age is he?
Hard, 10.
I mean, he's nearly there, yeah.
I mean, when I started a few years ago, he wasn't really giving me his best work.
Really, at six, he wasn't really giving me his
best
work. Yeah,
I was like, small circular motions. I was like,
I fucking hate this.
My hand is so small anyway.
Yeah. I know, it was like, yeah.
Nah, I've got it all over my hands.
I'd say Luna might be better. I think I've asked her before.
Oh.
She'd probably just be put on herself.
She's loving it, you know.
Yeah, she's like, this is all great. This is all
her little tan. How cute!
So come here, you're doing masterclasses and all now as well.
Yeah, I am.
And like, so you did one in Dublin.
Bane of my fucking
How did it go? It looked like the crack.
It was
stressing yourself out mad before.
I know because
cool, you arranged the whole thing, right?
Yeah, I fucking hate arranging. I hate doing any of that shit. I'm like, I'll be there and I'll appear and everything's fine and then it's grand.
Yeah,
but you know when you're like. It's just everything.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, I'll have to do one in Cork and I have to do one in Galway. Now I'm like, what if nobody comes? What if it's shite? What if the thing goes on fire?
Preaching to the choir one? Yeah.
It's so nerve wracking. Like,
no, it's really.
Because you're like, oh, yeah, the amount of times I get messages being like, come to Cork. Mm-hmm. And you feel like you say it once and then everybody knows.
Yeah.
Are you like that? Because I feel like sometimes I say something once and like I'm like everyone knows, every single follower that I have knows.
Yeah.
They know
yeah.
that now.
That you're
everyone
going
knows
Cork,
I'm
like,
going
yeah.
to Cork.
Yeah. I said it once on one Instagram story at 3 a.m. and I deleted it after an hour.
But
they
also people need a reminder. Like I'll hear something, like I'll see a product once. You're not gonna get it.
No.
You'll see it like
twice.
Coming up on a few different stories. You're like, hold on, what's going on here?
Yeah. Sorry.
And then you'll fucking buy the thing.
Yeah.
But like I think people, like, especially with buying tickets, like, leaving, if you're seeing it on Instagram, leaving Instagram, going on the website, going on the other place, purchasing the things, getting the girls to come with you and all that shit.
Putting it into the WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Making sure it's going on in the WhatsApp group. All that kind of shit.
Yeah, well. Sandra doesn't have any money. She's in her overdraft. So
am I away
her...
that week? Is it? Hold on, let me... Is the wedding that weekend? Or like, it's like,
oh Jesus, I might be minding the kids. Hold on. Let me figure it out.
It's mad nerve-wracking. And you know Dublin, when you're a Dublin girl, you know, like...
When you're Dublin, you know. it was great crack. Now I was sweating.
Right.
Yeah, and it was such a weird thing because obviously, like, I was a trainer for a brand, so I used to train people. Like, that was what I did. But it was like, when it was on my name, when it was on Smashbox's name, I was like, what the fuck is up, bitches? Sit down.
But when
it was on my name, I was like,
yeah, because at least if it was shite Smashbox, you'd be like, oh, aren't they crap?
Yeah.
But it's like,
oh, isn't that awful?
Yeah. I'm leaving anyway.
Yeah, literally. Traveling girls. I think it was also I settle a lot when I'm done. Like, I'm a kinesthetic learner, so I do everything with my hands, so I settle a lot once I'm moving.
Okay,
I settle. But there was a lot of shy talking in between. I was like, I'm really sorry. Afterwards I felt like, oh, I'm really sorry, I shy talked for around 25 minutes about something that one person asked.
Because that's the craziest thing about those masterclasses is like because they used to do the benefit and all. I'm like, you're basically doing fucking stand-up comedy as well, like, you guys you have to, like, it's boring to hear someone only talk about makeup. You have to have a bit of banter, but you can't have too much banter because obviously they're
on a big thread of
because they want to be known,
like,
on the shite,
be like, anyway, the concealer's set,
so yeah, someone there baked to fuck.
Oh Jesus, I left that bronzer on anyway.
So nerve-wracking.
They're probably like, my eyes stinging.
All I have to do is pour cans on stage, and that is fucking good. Freaks me out.
I know.
We're tootling around in the heels, pouring a can on stage, and it's spilling, and then I slip, and I slipped on our second night in the feckin' sugar club.
See, I almost think it breaks the ice or something like that happens.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I think it's almost a bit like, oh, yeah, here we are.
I remember I did Doll's Day with Claire, that was last year in Cork, and we'd done Dublin.
It was a big tour.
We're next, I think, with Court, from what I remember.
Yeah.
You tell me.
It was a crazy time.
Claire went up, and she had this kind of like long, like, duster moment she was wearing. And she had
her pint on. She loves a gown. And I tell you what, she looks great.
She had her pint on the stage, and she walked it up in this duster, and the fucking duster clung around the pint and slammed. Before she even said one breath into the microphone, and it just totally, like, she'd be like,
I would have had to leave. I would have been like,
oh my gosh. She was just like, can someone get me a bleeding pint? And about 10 women were like, oh, look at your pint. Yeah,
that was a good 10 pints ran up to the stage. Yeah. Here, have one.
Good plan, Claire.
Yeah.
Well thought.
Yeah, well thought.
Well thought out.
But yeah, it is mad. It's mad going on that. Especially because, like, when you're getting a following from Instagram, like, you're on your own, you're in your room with, like,
I'm on my own, and I'm always like before I'd have the other girls with me, like the other trainers, and we all used to do sections, so you weren't stood up there for too long.
Mm-hmm.
You do like a section, do like a partial demo, you'd sit back down, someone else would shine on about colour theory, and then you come back up there and something else fucking mad, like an orange and purple eye, and you'd be like, oh, off I go. But with this, like, and especially with it, I hadn't actually planned my look, so I kind of just freestyled that. And everyone was like, are you fucking mental? And I was like, yes. Yeah, I am a bit.
Say we're doing a bronzy.
I was like, I think you're going to, yeah, I think I'm doing that. And I was like, well, like, yeah, I think I will. So the audience was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, yeah, that looks good. Oh no, that's shy.
Crap, sorry. Do you want to start again?
Dragging away. I'll
refund you the money. What the fuck was this?
It's mad stressful. But it's also like, it's a very exciting time.
It's a cool time, but I think a lot of the times people are like, come to Carlo, and I'm like, for three of you.
Yeah.
Like, no one would come to Carlo. And then when I would
that you're available. Well, that's the thing. Because people for ages for us with our tour and stuff are like, come here, come there. And then it's like, okay, but like, you do realize, like, I'm picking one day out of a hat that's available.
That's the day.
At a time, like, and you know, some people are like, if only it was on the Sunday, and I'm like, I can't.
You clicked yes on the poll, bitch. You're coming to the
I wish there was some sort of fucking contract with those polls, and I'm like,
polls, like, I mean, because
my first poll, like, I was like, 1500 people said yes, I'm renting the RDS.
And you're like, Jesus, okay.
Three Arena.
Right, Drake, fuck off.
Yeah, time for me to fucking go. But,
and it is surprising because the ones that you think, like, via the fucking Insta poll, the ones that, like, are getting the most popular ones are, like, sometimes not the biggest sellers when the tickets actually do drop, and you're like,
Excuse me?
Hello, Liz Lion Cunts. You said you were coming to the show.
I'm like, sorry. Yeah, I'm doing it. You answered the poll. And I specifically told you not to answer the poll unless you were free on yeah. that date and that time. So I'm kind of confused now, Claire.
So what are you kind of focusing on in the masterclass then? Is it kind of like just a look or are you like helping people's probs?
It's a bit of both. Okay. But I say after when I set them up, I'm like, this is a story. This is the crack.
You're
this
not getting a liner if you've got a fucking hooded eye.
Here, listen. See you.
Point to them out in the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
No, wouldn't work on you.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
No, Denise, wouldn't work on you. Come back down.
Someone prettier?
Yeah. If just someone good looking could. Yeah, you. Yeah, you'll do. Oh, no fear. Not you, you fucking trash. Anyway. But, yeah, no, it's kind of, I'm real, like, let's set this up. Like,
okay.
Let's like actually have a bit of crack here.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
please
yeah.
talk to me, because I was like, it'll be silent.
Yeah.
And then it goes silent and you're kind of like, because you know yourself when you're watching something, you're like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
sometimes you're like, don't be afraid of the silence, Carla. Just ride this one out.
Yeah.
But the amount of people that also write to me being like, you should just come down and fucking make him do a stand-up comedy gig.
Well,
I'm not funny.
You are huge.
I'm not funny.
Carla.
Funny things happen to me.
No, you are Carla, funny. You're hilarious. You had me and Lindsay at that Bummers event cracking up. We were like,
completely comedic.
Because me and Lindsay are usually the fucking funny ones. We were enraged. You were like, shut up. Fuck. She's getting the jokes.
You're like,
hey,
anyway, guys.
Yeah, we're like, anyway, can you not invite her next time? Because we're usually the fucking funny one here.
Well, I'll just knock out.
You were gassed though.
Well then just yeah. That's what I mean.
Oh yeah, fucking 10 pints in. What the fuck is up, everyone? Let me just lay it on a line.
But you were
for
completely
you.
Comedic because when we saw you at the Bummer thing, you were properly like doing
physical.
Like what yeah. were you talking about? Chaps or something?
Oh, tell the story about the chaps. Those snakeskin chaps or something.
Oh, what the fuck was what
did I can't remember. You were like,
did
you
I get drink amnesia? Like, please don't. Oh. Me and Jen happened the next day. I was like, oh Jesus, I'm in the Harris now. Are you in the fucking Harris?
Oh, I know.
I
and it's the oh, worst no, at the events because you're like, I was around people that I should be like networking with, and it's like,
oh me fucking bollocks.
Or like, they're not people I know very well.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, I've met you once at another event. Will
I'm just going to see
15 minute conversation, yeah. or shall we just leave?
And
it?
You're like nervous drinking, and then you're talking to like some.
And it's free drink, free drink,
free drink. Beautiful. Loads of cans for me, and I was sitting on that bar, fucking slamming them into me. I was almost as if like, this is me last event.
Oh my god!
First and last,
me last event with Bulmas. Just fucking slamming the drinks into me. I was like,
well, what's the point in going? If you're not doing that.
I mean, 100%. I think that's why they have the. I think that's yeah. why they have it.
I mean, especially when it's an alcohol brand.
But the chaps thing yeah. you were talking about, I think you were looking a pretty little thing for some feckin' snakeskin shite or something, and it was snakeskin chaps.
Oh, the assless chaps. Yeah. Yes. I've seen them. It was like these knee-high yokes, right? And they were like thigh-high. I was looking for a snake. Oh yeah, we were talking about boots. I think I wore my brand new snakeskin boots. I don't have them.
Talking about the little booties.
I was talking about my little booties, and I was like, I don't know why we were like obviously talking about fashions because we're fashions. Yeah, obviously.
Fans top blocking my fashion.
Absolutely talking about fashion. I'm really stylish, and I was like trying to find this pair of snake print boots, and instead what they had was, I'm not joking, they were like up to the crotch area but cut off there, but then had this kind of belt like a set of assless chaps.
Yeah, like Christina so Aguilera, like, dirty vibes.
Like dirty
Rihanna
vibes.
Rihanna wore them.
But yes, Rihanna wore yeah. them because Rihanna's fucking Rihanna.
Yeah, and they were not pretty little things.
Yeah, they were Yves Saint Laurent, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, like. I'm pretty sure they were probably made for her. They were like, here's yeah. your measurements.
Yeah.
And I remember just being like, wow. Wow, I think I found my Christmas Day outfit. And I mean, I put it up online and people were dying.
You were like, doing a bend over. You were like,
I think I left a swipe up link for the crack. I think it was
crack like, being the operative word.
I think I left a swipe up link so you could get your crack out.
You were bending over in the bathroom.
I was just like, yeah, I was like, literally like,
you're like, imagine me
straps.
Woo!
Imagine though, like, imagine spinning around and being like, this is really normal. Like, I don't care if you're at longitude, hon. No one wants to fucking see that. You're wading your way in the mud.
My favourite part about that would be imagining the noise, because like, as you said, they're not YSL.
No,
like,
they're not.
And then your arse is sweating. The thrush
would be through the fucking roof. But it was more
would
the fact
not
that
be
it was like
aired
the
out.
No, the fanny area.
Well, you're obviously
out.
Wearing
no, probably not.
Although
some of the styles I've seen, they're probably wearing a
when in Rome. Yeah. When in Rome, maybe full flaps out.
Oh yeah, true.
Just the
I remember I put up these, like, I found them in TK Maxx. They were thigh high, completely clear heels.
Oh, I think
like,
you should wear them.
So I put them on, I was cracking up, and a few people wrote back, I have this.
And so like, you're like, can I hop out the fucking window now
I
or later?
I mean, I'm sorry.
I saw...
That happens a lot with fash when I'm...
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I think I left that the swipe-up link, and I think a lot of... Just like, to be like, as if like, lads, I'm getting these from your Christmas party, huh?
Girlies are like, grand.
And I'm pretty sure they were like, buzzing. EP sorted.
Yes.
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 I saw a picture of someone, I think it might have been Erin McGregor at like the Gossies or something like that, and she was wearing those clear heels and they were all fogged up.
Oh yeah.
What are you doing?
Sweaty wee
tootsie. The amount of times I wanted them, then I was like, your feet are sweaty as is. Where are you off to with this? You look like
an open toe.
Fill them with talc, maybe?
Yeah.
A little nice paste going on. And ghastly enough, she won the most
stylish woman.
Yeah. So a sweaty toe apparently is the most stylish
so
kind of
foggy
vibe.
Foggy shoe.
Not the foggy Jew.
Not the
foggy shoe.
It's a foggy shoe. It's in the style at the moment, if you will.
You can write your name in the inside.
Apparently, according to the Gossies.
So I think we're
and
actually...
it's not because they just wanted the most famous person in Ireland at the moment to go to the Gossies.
That's definitely
because Dee won one year.
How dare you? How dare you?
Did you win a Gossie?
Yes, I won fucking 5. They love me over there. No, I didn't win a fucking Gossie.
I didn't look at who won or who was nominated.
Same shit, different day, really, girlies.
I did have a nail, but I will say, like, with the whole backlash over the Gossies and stuff like that, like, lads, it's not the fucking community games. Like,
yeah.
It's a business. Like, she's clever enough. The amount of backlash that you give to something will actually increase its
oh, of course,
like,
yeah.
It's
I find the
general.
Whole Gossies thing gas. Like,
it's just hilarious.
It's a little bit of convo
like,
for the Dublin... Like, we don't have
like
a lot
every
of...
Every year there's outrage. Every year it's
I don't know why people genuinely care about...
Well, they legitimise it by
caring.
By the backlash.
Yeah.
Well, they legitimise it when their backlash is like, start bringing up other influencers. It's like, oh, no, you should just acknowledge it as like... Like it's just a consumerist like advertising thing for Goss.ie. That's all it is. It's just advertising.
That's what it is for Goss. But
business.
For us as the public, it's fucking gas. Like it's like
it's
Daily Mail.
Yeah,
nice.
Like we don't have Irish fucking celeb gossip. This is the one fucking thing that
like
we see.
An
them.
Image is too legit, so you're like, oh
yeah.
And you're like, oh, you're boring. You're legitimate. Fuck off.
And vanilla.
Yeah.
With
you
the Gossies,
know?
You're like, fuck yeah. Where's it being held?
Yeah.
Who's fucking nominated?
Yeah. Who's riding in the toilets? Because I know.
Who's
someone.
Got a free suite in the West? Did they get it? I would like that.
Yeah.
Like you're
I
like
love seeing the outfits.
Crack.
Like some of those outfits.
Some of the
comical.
Outfits, and it's like, guys, big fucking sneak peek. I've showed you a sleeve for like 3 weeks coming
I
up
know.
Now, and then it comes out, and it's like, boom, here I am.
Or it's like fitting day two, rocking up the. Is it a pink carpet? I don't know.
It's
little
a pink carpet. It's
yeah.
a glossy
yeah.
pink carpet.
Yeah.
How do comical. I know this? Because I fucking watch it all on Instagram and I find it a great fucking... Such a hangover, lovely, jubbly kind of thing to watch.
Oh, really makes me feel like at one with myself.
I'm
watching
like, oh,
it.
Great.
I'm just like,
I'm
loving
and
this.
And the group chats be hopping. And
yeah.
Like, yes, girlo.
And then
like,
my favourite is when all the buzz dies down. About 4 months later, you start getting a bit of gossip leakage.
Yes.
Yes.
What is that about?
I think it's just people kind of getting a bit.
They're like, I've held it on for too long.
Yeah. They're getting loose lipped. They're kind of like, do you know what? Actually,
like,
4 months ago,
a fucking great night.
Saw her anal in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you're like, and
remember
like, I'm
that?
Believing.
What was
it.
The gossip a couple years ago? The feckin' Rosemary McCabe, when they brought, she didn't go to the Gossies. She put out a blog post about why I'm not going to the Gossies. Wrote a big blog post, and then Faces by Grace did a. She was presenting an award and Rosemary McCabe was nominated and she went, Rosemary McCabe, to the audience and everyone went like, woo.
And she was like, she threw some shade.
And everyone was like, Rosemary McCabe being bullied in a room that she wasn't even in. Just like, comical goings on just for pure voyeuristic qualities.
Hilarious.
So I only found out about that incident around the week of the Gossies.
The boo.
Because I'm not really an Instagram hun.
Yeah.
Like I only really got on Instagram after like last Christmas where I lost my mind and I was like, I'm putting up a rant.
Yeah,
Tom was like, don't
yeah,
do it. I was
yeah.
like, I did it. And I was like, shit, people are following me. Yeah. Shit, I have to make this legitimate. But before that, I didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know the way you used to see like the her.ie articles and all
yeah.
that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And I'd just be like, what the actual flying fuck is this?
Yeah.
But I just kept my head down, did my thing.
Yeah.
Like,
honestly, I was living in Cambridge, hadn't a fucking breeze what was going on. I was just like, here I am, doing me bits. I came back to Ireland. I was like, oh, Jesus, life is fucking mad, isn't it? Literally, I was like, what is happening over here?
That's just the Irish influencer scene. I mean, like, as much as me and Lindsay bitch about it, it really cracks me up and I never wanted to go
it's
anywhere.
Stunning.
Because,
stunning.
Like, it's so small. We've said this a million times. It's just so good. Like, the same people who are on this carpet I'm seeing bopping
the
around
the
I'm
ILAC. Carpet from
they're in the ILAC center in the big boots buying pads.
Yeah.
Like, I'm loving that.
You're just so easily
caught out. They're so accessible. It's such an accessible industry here.
Totally. You see
whether
them in their
in
car.
The UK, it's kind of a little bit more elite, and then in America, fuck off. So they're on a par. Like you're hanging out with Kim Kardashian.
In Ireland, you can be a full-on influencer with 7K.
Yeah,
like definitely. You're a full-on influencer,
you're
full
like,
time.
Excuse me, I'm micro.
Which is actually more valuable in this day.
Yeah, which is actually really valuable.
I'm yeah, guys.
Tell you
okay,
valuable things.
No, it's great. It's great. Like I heard, like you hear the goss as well. Ridiculous goss. Like,
but also shit that's just been so embellished. And I'm like, it didn't happen. But I'm gonna tell five of my friends.
I'm spreading it though.
That's actually my favorite Irish goss. When you just everyone knows it's not true, but just the fact that it's caught such fire.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks this now.
Some of the shit that's come out about people, though, you're like, that didn't happen.
Shit being the operative
speed
word.
Dial. Yeah.
You know, the one I don't know.
Which didn't happen, but
which didn't happen.
It didn't fucking
no
happen.
No way
it
did that happen.
It was just some spiteful cunt who was like, here, I'm going to start a rumour.
Yeah.
Spread, see him far and fast. And it went places.
Every single woman in Ireland knows that.
Yeah. Okay, girlies, like, I have to interrupt. My battery on my laptop's going to die.
Oh, stunning.
Okay. We're an hour in.
Okay, we got to get Carla back on.
We got to get Carla back on because we have so much more to talk to.
We kind of went beauty and then into skincare for a while. Then we went into tanning and then we were like, anyway, influencers, what the fuck is that about? Like,
can't get us off the topic.
Yeah. We like girlies.
When is your, when are your master classes?
I have one 7th of April is in Galway. This is a shameless plug.
Get a girl, get a girl.
Galway 7th of April in the, what's the name of that? Hold on, I googled it earlier. I always forget. Menlo Park.
Okay.
Lovely.
And then I have one in the makeup crew in Cork on the 24th of March.
Fab.
Deadly.
The one in Cork is more of a intimate audience.
Beautiful.
Because the space doesn't fit that many people. And then the one in Galway, I was too late to book the smaller suite. So now I've got this bleeding fucking conference room and I'm going to be like, hey, I'm going to be like, hello.
So the three arena
so
in
the
Galway.
Three people that are coming to Galway.
TY.
Thank you so much. We're going to be in a fucking massive room. I paid for the day.
Well, girlies, go get your tickets. Go follow Carly. It's Carla K Artistry, if I remember
correctly.
Yeah,
it's
correctly.
Not Carla Cardistry. Carla, people that try that.
Oh,
one.
They're like, Cartistry.
They're like, Cartistry. I think her second name is Cartistry. I'm like, that sounds legit.
We'll have her up on our stories and probably post tomorrow anyway, and we'll tag in all that shit. So go follow Carla. She's a gas bitch. And even if you're not into makeup, you are gas on Instagram. You fucking crack me up.
Ditto. Thanks for coming over for it. This was like a girly natter or not.
And you'll have to come back.
Maybe next time you get drunk.
Yeah,
I know. Leave the motor. Leave the motor.
Leave the motor. Thanks, girlie.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.